Everyone is welcome, and the best conditions of a generation will give even modest stations like mine across the global a global playing field. Changes in the ARRL Iowa section to report this week. Election results have now been finalized, and Barry Bulow, W0IY, received 283 votes, defeating incumbent Lee Garner, WA0UIG, who received 146 votes. Bulow of Cedar Point, Iowa, will assume section manager duties on April 1st. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force and has worked in aerospace engineering. He served on the ARRL National Convention Committee and is past chair of the ARRL Midwestern Division Convention. Garner has served as section manager since 2019. A great story this week about how high school and a sci-fi movie can spark interest in amateur radio. Steve Snickle was a young high school student in the late 80s and was introduced to amateur radio through his electronics classes. He also spent time working at a local radio shack and watching science fiction movies at a nearby theater in his hometown of Pensacola, Florida. Amateur radio's next biggest influence on Steve came in 1997 on opening night of the movie Contact, about a scientist who finds evidence of extraterrestrial life and is chosen to make first contact. I remember the entire theater erupted when, in the opening scene, amateur radio operator K4WLD responded to a call from W9GFO and stated his location was Pensacola, said Schnickle. It sounded like the home team had scored in overtime to win the game. It was very loud. Fast forward to November 24, 2024, Schnickle passed the exam for his technician license, as was assigned KQ4YXP on November 11th. Then he passed his general license and on November 29th changed his call sign to KQ4ZDR and then again to KZ4OW. After a month of study, he passed his extra class license exam, but there was still something missing from his newfound amateur radio hobby. Celebrate, I started researching vanity call signs in order to try and reward myself with a 1x2 call sign. I researched everything that had become available, and just as I was about to file the application with the FCC with a list of about a dozen 1x2 calls, I then paused and wondered if anybody actually had the call sign WK4WLD from the movie. It turned out K4WLD had just fallen out of a 2-year grace period hold a couple of weeks prior.